We are going to occupy the first part of this morning with preparation for what we are going to consider later.
今天早晨第一堂，我们先来做一点预备的工作，为着我们以后就要看的事。
And I want to speak now about some principles of biblical interpretation.
我现在愿意说到一点圣经解释的原则。
It is very important for us to be able to know how the Bible is to be interpreted.
我们若是知道如何解释圣经，这是非常重要的。
And this will be especially seen in what we have to consider later on.
在我们以后的日子中所要看的是，这一个点是非常重要。
Unless we do understand these principles of the interpretation of the Bible, the Bible is not an open book.
除非我们晓得如何解释圣经之原则，圣经向着我们就不能开启。
We may know what is in the book as a book.
我们仅仅只能知道圣经里所记载的，得不着它的意义。
But we do not understand it until we have the principles of interpretation.
除非我们懂得解释圣经的原则，我们就没有办法晓得圣经。
So I ask you to try and remember what I'm going to say now.
所以我就请大家尽力地记得我现在是要说的。
And bring it over into our later study.
并且在我们以后的日子中来查看的时候要应用这些原则。
The first principle of the interpretation of the Bible is the eternity of God.
解释圣经的原则，第一个是神的那个永远性。
We must always remember that all time is present time with God.
我们必须以自己的任何的时间在神看来都是现在。
There is no past and future with God.
在神并没有以往和将来。
All that is past and future with us has been present with God always.
本在我们身上那是以往和将来，而在神的身上总是现在。
At any moment in what is time to us, eternity is present with God.
本在我们身上是世界的问题，而在神的身上都是永远的。
The architect always has the completed plan before him.
一个建筑师在未建筑之前都是先有一个完全计划的图样。
If he is the designer of a ship, he has a model made of that ship before anything is done.
若是他是一只船的设计者，在那一只船未造之前，他就得先造出一个模型。
He sees in the model the completed object.
他在那个模型身上就完全看见了他所要造出来的那个东西。
That is exactly how the thing will appear when it is finished.
当那个要造出来的东西造成的时候，刚刚好就和那个模型一样意思。
If it is a great building,or even a city, it is the same.
就是一所的建筑、房屋，或是一座的城池、院子，都是如此。
The architect draws what we call a scale model.
这个建筑师他就画出一个木型的图样来。
And he sees in that model exactly how the building or the city will be when it is finished.
在那个木型图样上，他就能看见那座将要完成的 建筑和这城市和那个模型一样意思。
The builder works day by day according to that completed plan.
那些建筑的人一天一天都是照着那个完全的模型来进行建造。
Those who only see the parts cannot understand and must not take the part as being the whole.
有的人只看见那个建筑的一部分，他们就不能完全懂得那个建筑全个的意思，而就不应该把那一部分的建筑当成全部分。
Sometimes when you look at the top of a building, you cannot for the life of you understand what it is going to be.
你有的时候只看见一个建筑物的一部分，如果仅仅是这样，你一生一世也不能晓得那座建筑物到底是怎样一回事。
It is only as the completed thing is seen that you can understand the part.
只有你把全部的建筑物都看过了，你才懂得那局部的是什么意思。
Now the Bible is just full of parts.
全本的圣经就是这样，满了一部分一部分。
But they are all the parts of something that God sees in completion.
但是这些部分都是神在他的眼光中所看见那个全部分的一部分。
God is the great architect.
神乃是那个伟大的建筑师。
He has the completed and perfect.Plan before him before he begins any work.
在他创造之前，在他的跟前已经有了一幅完全精美的图样。
God's eternity is in every part.
神的那个永远性在这个建筑的工作上每一部分都看得出来。
So we must realize that God has his.Full mind behind everything that he does.
所以我们必须记得，现在他任何一部分的工作背后都有他完全的那个观念。
God's full intention governs everything that he does.
神这个完全的观念就支配了他所做的一切事情。
You must realize that God's mind never grows.
我们必须记得，神的这个观念是永远不增进的，不增加的。
God Himself is incapable of development.
神自己是不能发展的。
Now I think I would like to say at this point,
我想在这一点上，我还应该这样说。
If you do not understand anything that I say,And would like something more said about it, just put up your hand.
若是你们有人呢不懂得我在这里刚才说的是什么，或者还要我多说一点，请举手表示。
I do not want to just go on and leave you not understanding what I'm saying.
我不愿意你们不晓得，我把你们撇下了就一直往前讲去。
You will have an opportunity in the second session tomorrow to ask questions.
那我明天早晨第二堂的时候有一个机会给你们可以来发问。
But I do want to be sure that as we go on, you know what I'm talking about.
但我确实愿意知道，当我们往前讲的时候，你们真是知道我们讲是什么。
So if you would like anything repeated, just put up your hand and I'll say it again.
所以只要你们有什么一点需要我重新说，举手表示，我就要再说一次。
Now we continue.
我们再接着讲。
The temporary form of anything contains the eternal and full thought of God.
一切事情那个暂时的形状里面都包括着神那个永远的完全的观念。
You must realize that there are always two meanings in anything that is in the Bible.
我们一直要记得，在圣经中任何的事都两面的意义。
There is the present meaning,
有现代的一个意义。
That is how that applies to the present situation.
那就是说，这个意义怎样应用在现在的局面上
？But there is also the future meaning.
还有将来的一个意义。
Everything in the Bible, while it has a present application, has a fuller meaning in the future.
在圣经中，每一件事一面都有现在的应用的意义，还有一个将来的意义。
That is the first law of interpretation.
这就是解释圣经的第一个法则。
It is the eternity of God.
这就是神的那个永远性。
The second law of interpretation is the comprehensiveness of Christ.
也是圣经里第二个法则，就是主耶稣的那个包含性。
Christ is the interpretation of all the Bible.
主耶稣乃是全部圣经的解释。
To know Christ.Is to understand the Bible.
要晓得基督就是能懂得圣经。
Men like Peter and Paul knew the Bible.
像彼得和保罗那种人，他们是晓得圣经的。
But they did not understand it until they knew the Lord Jesus.
但是除了他认识了主耶稣之后，他们实在说来还不懂得圣经什么。
We first know the Lord Jesus.
我们第一要认识主耶稣。
And then we take him back into the Bible.
而后我们就把他带回到圣经来。
And he is the interpretation of the Bible.
他就成了圣经的解释。
Therefore, we cannot really understand the Bible until we know the Lord Jesus.
所以，除非等到我们认识了主耶稣，我们并不能真实地晓得圣经。
That results in this, that the Bible is really a person and not a book.
这个结果就是告诉我们说，圣经实在说来是一个人，而不是一本书。
The Bible is a living person and not a dead letter.
圣经乃是一个活的人，而不是一本死的书。
Because this person is inexhaustible, he makes the Bible inexhaustible.
因为这一个人是无限量的，所以他就是圣经也成为无限量的。
Now that is a more important principle than perhaps you realize.
这是你们大家也许能领会的一个最重要的原则。
It is possible to exhaust the Bible as a book.
你可能把圣经研究尽了。
We have known great Bible teachers.
我们有知道一些圣经伟大的学者
who went through the Bible teaching it again and again.
他们把圣经教导过多少多少遍。
But at the end of their lives, they were having difficulty in finding something fresh.
但是在他们一生末了，他们就感觉为难，因为他们发现了在圣经中还有新鲜的东西。
And they were only repeating again and again things that they had said in past years.
他们在一过的年日中是一代的一代的说他们所知道的事。
That is because they dealt with the Bible as a book.
那是因为他们仅仅把圣经当作一本书来研究。
That will never happen if you know the Lord Jesus.
但你如果认识了主耶稣，你绝不会这样做法。
And see the Bible in him and him in the Bible.
你就在他的里头看见了圣经，也在圣经里面看见了他。
I repeat that the Lord Jesus can never be exhausted.
我要重复地说，主耶稣是无限量的，是取之不尽。用之不竭的。
As the Holy Spirit reveals the Lord Jesus to us, the Bible is always more alive.
当圣灵把主耶稣启示给我们的时候，圣经永远是更活的一本书。
So we have our first two principles of interpretation.
所以我们在这里就有了我们解释圣经的头两个原则。
One, the eternity of God.
一，就是神的永远性。
Two, the comprehensiveness of Christ.
第二，就是基督的那个包含性。
Now we come to number three.
我们现在来看第三个原则。
The interpreter of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
圣经的解释者乃是圣灵。
I have said that Jesus is the interpretation of the Bible.
我说过了，基督乃是圣经的解释。
I am saying now that the Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the Bible.
我现在是说，圣灵乃是圣经的解释者。
We are familiar with the words in the letter to the Corinthians.
我们在哥林多书里头有一句话都是属实的。
But I think we might just look at them again now.
我想现在要请大家再看一下。
First letter to the Corinthians.
哥林多前书
Chapter 2
第二章
And verse 13
十三节
Which things also we speak not in wisdom not in word which man's wisdom teaches but which the Spirit teaches confining spiritual things with spiritual words
我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语乃是用圣灵所指教的言语讲属灵的话解释属灵的事
Now I don't know whether you have marginal references in your Bible
我不知道中文圣经里头有没有什么编注编解
No Well the more correct translation of those words is this
这一句话更准确的翻译是这样
Interpreting spiritual things to spiritual men
把属灵的事解释给属灵的人那就是末了那两句
Let us read the whole passage again in that way
让我们照着这一个翻译再把全文注意一下
Which things also we speakNot in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, interpreting spiritual things to spiritual men.
我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的事解释给属灵的人。
Yes, well. Well, that's a very important statement.
这是很紧要的一个说法
and it definitely affirms the principle that we are now setting forth
这就把我们刚才说的这个原则确定了
The interpreter of the Bible is the Holy Spirit
圣经的解释者乃是圣灵
First of all then, the Bible is the Holy Spirit's book
所以最重要的一点就是圣经乃是圣灵的一本书
The Bible is not firstly man's book
圣经首要的一点并不是人的一本书
It is not our book
这不是我们的一本书
We have not got the book
我们并没有得到这一本书
We have got certain writings which are called scriptures
我们不过是得到一些的字句条文称作圣经而已
But in truth we do not possess the book
实在说来我们还没有得有这一本书
You remember the case of the Ethiopian eunuch
你大家还记得那个恩提阿伯的太监
When Philip came near to his chariot he heard him reading
当腓力靠近他车的时候他就听见那个太监在那里读书
He was reading the book at Isaiah 53
他正是读以赛亚53章
Philip said to him, "Understandest thou what thou readest?"
所以就对他说，你是读的，你晓得他的意思吧？
He said, "How can I except someone explain?"
他说，没有人向我解释，我怎样能明白？
Well, here is a man who had the book in a certain sense.
这给我们看见，这里有一个人在某种意义里头，他有了这本圣经的书。
But in a real and profitable sense, he did not possess the book.
但是在实际有意义里面来说，他还没有得到这本书。
We're going to have the book as a volume.
我们能够得到这本书，就是一件事而已。
And yet we may not possess the book.
但是我们还可能也没有得到这一本书。
Because the Bible is the Holy Spirit's book first.
因为圣经首要的乃是圣灵的一本书。
The mind of man and the mind of the Spirit are two altogether different things.
人的头脑和圣灵的头脑完全是两件不同的东西。
You know, there are many, many Christians who do not recognize that.
有许多的弟兄并不承认这一件事。
There are many Bible teachers who do not recognize that.
有好多教圣经的人也不承认这件事。
And this is the cause of very much confusion.
这就使我们的问题发生了很多混乱的情形。
And the reason for very much spiritual smallness and weakness.
这就是使属灵的事变得非常的小，也非常的软弱。
I think this may lie at the bottom of most of the controversy.
这就是许多冲突矛盾的地方最深处的一个原因。
The Bible is a closed book to all but spiritual men.
除非对于属灵的人。 圣经对任何人都是一本关闭的书。
This is the principle that the Lord Jesus set before Nicodemus.
这就是主耶稣对尼哥底母所说的话的一个原则。
You must be born from above before you can see what is above.
你要晓得天上的事，你就必须从天上而生。
Our measure of understanding of the Bible will be just in accordance with the measure of our spiritual life.
我们能懂得圣经的那个程度，完全是根据我们那个属灵的程度来定规。That
is why the Lord takes us through experiences in order to bring us to understanding.
这就说明为什么我们的主常常要我们有一些个经历，是为要叫我们来晓得圣经。The
measure of our death to the natural mind will be the measure of our understanding of the things of the Spirit.
我们向着我们天然的头脑死了有多少，真是程度，断定我们能晓得属灵的事有多少。
Please remember that in these days which are before us.
请把这一点在这些将要来的日子当中一字一记牢。
Something has got to happen in us before we understand the scripture.
必须有某种事在我们身上发生了，我们才能够晓得圣经。
We cannot understand the Word of God by just deciding that we are going to have a training course.
我们不能够光是讲定规，要有一个训练就能明白神的话了。
We are going to have some classes for Bible teaching.
我们要来受一点圣经的教导，就能明白神的话了。
That is not the way in which we come to understanding of the Word of God.
这一个方法不是我们能明白神话语的一个方法。
We shall only understand according to the measure of our spiritual life.
我们只能够照着我们属灵生命的程度来明白神的话语。
That is the third principle of biblical interpretation.
这就是解释圣经的第三个原则。
Now number four.
我们再看第四个 The final mention of any particular matter in the Bible is usually a key to all its meaning
圣经中每逢提到一件事最末后一次的提索乃是前一个事情那个意义的一个作用
That is something that you must just think about
这一件事是大家现在要想一想的
We find certain things mentioned again and again in the Bible
我们在圣经里看见有的事情一再一再的提索
But when we come to the final occasion where that thing is mentioned
能我们到了末后一次看见它被述说的时候
we usually find the key to all that has been said about that matter before
经常的我们就在末后那一次的述说里头找到了前面所有述说的那个意义的所用
if you take a particular matter
你若是拿出某一件特别的事来
Where it is mentioned for the last time
在哪里末了一次说的时候
And then note the setting and the context and the relationship
你就要注意他怎样说法他的前后文他和前后的关系
You will get the full meaning of all that has been said about that before
你就能得到了在这一次以前各处的说法它那个意义
Now that is a statement that I have made
这就是我刚才说的那个意思
You need to work on that
这就需要你们花一点功夫来研究它
But I will help you by taking just one illustration
我愿意用一个例证来帮你们一下
In the last chapter of the Bible
在圣经末了一章以后
Revelation 22,
这是七十录二十二章
and verse 2,
第二节
we have the last reference to the tree of life.
我们在哪里看见圣经末了一次提到生命树
Now when we go right back to the beginning of the Bible,
我们要是直接回到圣经开头去
we have the tree of life mentioned, but we are told nothing about it.
可是在那个开头的地方是告诉我们生命树但是没有说出什么意思了
It is just referred to as something that exists
那就是仅仅告诉我们一点是那个时候有的东西而已
We have no explanation
没有什么解释给我们
We are not told what that tree is
并没有告诉我们那棵树是什么树怎么一回事
Or what it means
到底它的意义是什么也没有告诉我们
It is just referred to as the tree of life
不过就是告诉我们说有一棵生命树而已
We have to go to the end of the Bible for the explanation
我们需要到圣经末了去找它的解释
And when we come to this last chapter of the Bible
等我们来看圣经末了一章的时候
By the context and relationship we have a very large explanation
照着他的前后文和他前后的关系我们就得到了一个很清楚的解释
Supposing we look at the passage
我们来看那一处的圣经
Revelation 22
启示录二十二章
And he showed me a river of water of life bright as crystal proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb
第一节天使又指示我在城内接待当中一道生命水的河明亮如水镜从神和羔羊的宝座流出来
Note the context
要注意这个前后文
The throne of God and of the Lamb
就是神和羔羊的宝座
You've got to read the whole book of the Revelation to understand that
这需要大家那么整本启示录都读过才能明白这个宝座的意思
There's a tremendous amount in the early chapters of this book about the throne of God and of the Lamb
在这一卷书开头的时候说了好多关乎神的宝座和羔羊的事
And you have to understand what the throne of God is
我们需要知道神的宝座到底是怎样一回事
And what is the significance of the throne of the Lamb
并且也要特别知道这个羔羊宝座的意义是什么
In the midst of the throne is a lamb
在那个宝座的当中有一个羔羊。
Now, in relation to the throne of God and of the Lamb, there is the river of water of life.
这里给我们看见和神与羔羊的宝座相关联的，这里有一个生命的河。
In the midst of the street thereof, and on this side of the river, and on that side, was the tree of life.
第二节。在河这边与河那边有生命树
bearing 12 manner of fruit yielding its fruit every month and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation
结十二样果子每月都结果子树上的叶子乃为医治万民
and there shall be no curse anymore
以后再没有咒诅
And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be therein, and his servants shall serve him.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要服侍他。
There is the tree of life.
这里有一棵生命树。
It bears immortal fruit.
要结出那个不死永存的果子。
There is no place for death here.
在这里死亡没有地位。
Its fruits are born every month.
这里每一个月都结果子。
This is fruit immortal or fruit without death.
这就是不死没有死亡的果子。
The leaves of this tree are for the health of the nation.
树上叶子乃为医治万民。
I'm sorry that in most versions the word is wrongly translated.
我觉得在好些个译本里头，这里的话翻得不准确。
I don't know what the word is in your translation.
我不知道中文里面是怎样的翻法。
But the original is not for the healing of the nations, but for the health of the nations.
这原文不是为着医治万民，乃是为着万民的健康。
You may ask what is the difference?
你也许会问说这两个有什么不同
？Well, one is the removal of disease, and the other is the prevention of disease.
一个是消除了病症，一个是预防不至于有病症。
In this chapter, we have come to the time when the spiritual diseases of the nations have been healed.
当启示录二十二章的时候，那个列国属灵的病世代所来，已经都医治了、出征了。
But the health of the nations needs to be preserved.
但是这个列国的健康还需要保持。
It is a state that is to be maintained.
那就是说。需要一种的保持就是了。
So the leaves are not for healing, they are for preservation.
所以这些叶子不是为着移植，乃是为着保持。
And so it says, and there shall be no more curse.
因此他才接着说再没有咒诅了。
You see, you've got the whole history of the Bible in those words.
所以就在这简短的话里头你看见整本圣经的历史
You have got all that came on the nations through Adam's sin
我们曾看见因着亚当的犯罪所领导列国万民的咒诅
You have corruption and death
有了毁坏败坏 和死亡
Moral disease
有道德方面的病症
The result of a curse,
也就是一种咒诅的结果
All that is now cleared up.
现在到七十二章让这里都清楚了
And the tree of life represents victory of life over all that.
生命树乃是代表胜过这一切的一个生命
Life triumphant and life abundant.
生命得胜了，生命丰盛的永存。
Here the full meaning of the tree of life is revealed.
在这里生命树那个完满的意义启示出来了。
And it is like that with all other matters.
在别的一切事上也都是这种的原则。
When you come to the last mention, you have the key to the whole subject.
当你来到最末后一次的诉说的时候，你就得到那件事一个预所有。
That is a principle of the interpretation of the Bible.
这也是解释圣经的一个原则。
Now I come to the last for the present.
那现在我们就要来看第五个
,number five,
就是末后的一个。
The only real value is the spiritual.
那唯一的价值就是属灵的。
You must remember this when you are reading and studying the Bible.
当我们来研究读圣经的时候，必须把这一点记牢。
And you must keep this in mind in these times in which we are together.
尤其在我们这些训练的时候，应当把这个记牢了。
You must not come here just with a thirst for more information.
你们不应该来到这里仅仅的饥渴，要得一些知识而已。
Or a craving for more knowledge.
不过要寻求一些知识。
There are people who just want to get more and more knowledge and education.
有的人不过就是要得到知识，受到一点教导。
And I think that is a particular characteristic of the people in the Far East.
我想这特别是远东的人是有一个特性特点。
You will do anything to get education.
你们愿意尽一切所能力为要得到教导。
You will go to the other side of the world if you can get more better education.
若是你们能得到更好的教导教育的话，你们宁肯到另一半的世界去。
Now that constitutes a danger.
这个就构成了一个危险。
Of course, it is better than not wanting to know anything.
那当然，这个比不要知道什么是好一点的。
But there is a danger about that.
可是在这里有一个危险。
We must not come to these classes with a craving for more knowledge.
我们来到这里受训，不应该仅仅就是为着寻求更多的知识。
That is exactly how Adam was caught.
这就是亚当给撒旦捉去的一个原因。
You see, Satan said, if you take of this tree, you will know.
你还记得撒旦对他们说，你若是吃这个树上的果子，你就必定知道。
It was the tree of knowledge.
那就是那个知识的树，我们就是说善恶知识的树。
And there is always a danger in eating of that tree.
吃那种知识的树，总是有危险。
It might just lead you into death and not into life.
这就叫你有了死亡而不会得着生命。
So I repeat this principle of biblical interpretation.
所以我再重复说这个解释圣经的原则。
The only real value is the spiritual.
那个唯一的价值该是属灵的。
And spiritual value is just how it affects our life with God.
这一个属灵的价值真正好就是影响我们和神之间的事。
I do wish that Adam had recognized that.
我实在是盼望亚当能明白这件事。
When Satan tempted him to take of the tree of knowledge,
当撒旦引诱他来吃那个知识树的时候，
If only Adam had said, how will this affect my life with God?
如果亚当那时候能领会说这件事如何影响我和神之间的那个生命，
He and we should have been saved all the trouble.
那么他和我们定位就可以蒙拯救，免去许多的难处了。
So let me say this again.
所以让我再把这事说一遍。
Spiritual value is just in how it affects our life with God.
属灵的价值就是要看说它如何影响我们和神之间的事。
Shall I put that in another way?
我愿意换一个说法。
just how much it increases the measure of Christ.
也就是来增加我们在基督里的那个身量。
If Christ is the interpretation of the Bible,
若是基督是圣经的解释的话，
the spiritual knowledge of the Bible results in an increase of Christ.
那么我们对圣经那个属灵的认识定规是叫我们有更多基督的分量增加的。
If our days together now do not result in an increase of the measure of Christ, we have missed the way.
我们这些日子一再的受训，如果结果不是叫基督在我们里面的分量增加，那我们就是错误的。
You may go away in 2 weeks' time with your notebooks very full.
过了两个礼拜之后，也许你们可以回去你们的记录簿里头买了东西。
And you may have an idea that you have got a lot more knowledge.
你们可能有一个观念，以为说你们得到了更多的知识了。
But if we do not go away, more Christ-like men and women,with a larger measure of the Lord Jesus, this training course has failed.
但若是我们结束了之后离去的时候，若不是更像基督的弟兄和姊妹，里面有基督身量更多的增加，我们这个训练就是完全失败。
So I beg of you to pray all the way through that this time may mean spiritual increase.
所以我请求你们一直的在这些日子为这件事祷告，就使我们这个训练的结果能叫基督的身量在我们中间增加。
Not intellectual enlargement, but spiritual knowledge.
不是我们头脑扩大了，乃是我们属灵的东西增加了。
Everything has got to be judged byHow much it contributes to the ultimate purpose of God.
一切都需要来审断，根据这件事如何能成就神的旨意。
We have to ask, where does this lead us to?
我们需要来问说，这件事要把我们带到什么地方？
Is it leading us anywhere?
这能把我们带到一个什么地方吗？
What is it leading us to?
那他就把我们带到什么地方呢？
All spiritual knowledge leads to an increase of Christ.
一切属灵的知识都是把我们带到基督的身量增加的地方。
It contributes to the ultimate purpose of God.
这就是完全为着来完成是那个最终的目的。
The question always is how much of lifeIs there in it?
我们应该一直问这个问题，就是说，在这件事里头有多少的生命？
It is not a matter of interest.
这并不是一个兴趣问题。
It is not. And the real value is the spiritual.
那真实的价值乃是属灵的。
In our second hour, we shall take that over into our special subject for study in these coming days.
我们到下一堂就要把这些作为了特别的研究，在这些当中的。
Now you have a little over half an hour before we meet again.
我们大家在上班之前还能有半小时的休息。
May I suggest that if you can, you will read some chapters.
我愿意向你们建议，若是可能，请大家读几章的圣经。
I would like you to read the first 3 chapters of the prophet Ezekiel.
我愿意大家读以斯帖出三章。
You will have to read them more than once in these coming days.
盼望在将来这些日子当中，你们多读几遍。
But it would be a help if you had refreshed your mind with what is in those 3 chapters.
若是你们里头能记得这三章里讲什么，这对于我们有很大的帮助。
So we will come back with that in half an hour.
所以过了半小时，我们大家就要带着这三章的圣经回来。